I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Ozarks at Large is also sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
KUAF is supported by Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. These daily newspapers offer local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. NWAOnline.com for more information.
In just a couple of minutes on Ozarks, Families Helping Families, how a simple family photo can help new parents. But first, many philanthropic people call this region home, and the cool temperatures and fall foliage, well, eventually we'll have fall foliage, right, of a Northwest Arkansas October provide the perfect atmosphere for many nonprofit events.
Tomorrow, the 22nd annual Tom Pagnozzi Charity Golf Tournament takes to the course at Springdale Country Club. And this year, the ultimate tailgate and auction will immediately follow the golf tournament inside the clubhouse. Event proceeds will go to benefit the Pagnozzi Charity's Youth Sports Scholarship Program. The program grant sports scholarships to underprivileged children, kindergarten through eighth grade in Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit PagnozziCharities.org.
And Saturday, the 12th annual Brits in the Ozarks All-British Car and Cycle Show, which benefits the ALS Association of Northwest Arkansas, will take place. It's sponsored by British Iron Touring Club of Northwest Arkansas. Show begins Saturday morning at 10 and runs until 3 Saturday afternoon at Agri Park on the University of Arkansas campus. This year's special guest is John Twist of University Motors, legendary mechanic, MG guru, and general British car whisperer. BritishIronNWA.org for more information.
The Elizabeth Richardson Center will celebrate 50 years of serving children and adults with disabilities Thursday, October 10th at the Fayetteville High School Performing Arts Center. This year welcomes award-winning author, performer, and motivational speaker Jerry Jewell. She received worldwide recognition, being the first person with a disability to be cast in a primetime series, NBC's The Facts of Life.
I remember watching that when it happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I don't. Okay. I remember The Facts of Life, but
yeah. Okay.
The event begins at 7 p.m. 479-872-1800 for more information.
Wine enthusiasts will be pleased that Winotopia is returning to the Pratt Place Barn in Fayetteville, benefiting Restore Humanity. That's the organization dedicated to bettering the lives of the less fortunate around the world, in particular with their orphanage in Kenya. That has come a long way. They've done a lot of stuff in the years that Restore Humanity has been around. There will be a selection of wines available as well as an array of cuisine to complement the wine. If you want to know more, that's restorehumanity.org. And that is Friday, October 11th.
The 2013 Goblin Run in Bentonville is Saturday, October 26th, with a 5K beginning at 8 a.m. and a family fun run 1K at 8:45 a.m. This run benefits Rebuilding Together of Northwest Arkansas. The race begins at the Downtown Activity Center, which is located at 215 Southwest A Street in Bentonville. For more information, runbentonville.com or call 464-7275.
And the Arkansas Children's Hospital's 6th annual Fall Carnival will provide booths and games for elementary school children at the Pauline Whitaker Center in Fayetteville. That takes place the evening of October 29th from 5 until 8. If you'd like to know more, you can go to archildrens.org.